Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good friend Jeff Zavar back on the show. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the chief home officer. He's a guy who's written a number of books on micropreneuring, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, et cetera, et cetera. He's our good friend Jeff Zavar. Welcome back to the show.
You know what? I forgot about writing the book, et cetera, et cetera.
I know.
I knew I had a number of them out there.
In fact, you trademarked that, haven't you?
Trademarked, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, you look at the world of domaining, and I write a lot and read a lot about domains, you know, websites and the names people come up with. There are ones that are like, duh, that you should have come up with, like, duh, but et cetera, et cetera, I think would have been a great domain name to grab.
Isn't that one of the handiest darn words in the world, et cetera?
Etc.
I mean, think about that. How many times do you say something or think something, or you're talking to somebody, or you're writing, you know, and you're trying to make a point, and you're trying to be brief, and you just say etc.
Etc. Or you're stymied and can't come up with another one.
It's official now. Etc. is now the handiest word in the world.
Exactly. There it goes. If you look it up in the dictionary, it'll say the handiest word in the world. But if I might digress for 1 second, or just take that topic one farther, as a writer, for the people out there who are listening, whoever write media or write content for a website, don't put, like, as a journalist who receives copy from people and press releases and documents, they'll put one example, like, dogs are a great type of animal, including the schnauzer, comma, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. No. You got to have, et cetera has got to serve the previous. It's got to be, you've got to say, the schnauzer, the boxer. It's got to be something that's in a line. It can't
it's
even
building
be,
a list.
It couldn't be a Doberman and a Chihuahua, et cetera.
Right. And I'm a believer also that it has to be, that if you're providing a list or bulleted points, for copy, you have to have at least three. Because you got to look at it from a...
I agree with that.
I'm a believer in that, and also because if you're giving it to the media to run with, it helps.
Maybe two.
Two you can get away with. Three is, to me, you can't have a bulleted list.
Of course, if you have three, you can just forget the... Folks, you can't get this stuff anywhere else.
Not that you would even go looking for it anywhere else.
And learn how to use the word, et cetera, or... What's even better, the contraction, et cetera. I mean, it even gets handier when it's a contraction.
Absolutely.
Right? And don't forget the period, right?
ETC period, people.
Right. So what are some other, now that we're on this topic, Zavar, what are some other things that writing things that you need to make sure you do?
Well, I think that, you know, we're talking a little bit about the web and et cetera, .com that I wish I had taken. Make sure that when you write, go beyond, a couple simple things. Go beyond the spell check. Names don't get checked correctly. If you're writing for the web, don't use postal abbreviations for the web. It's better to spell out a state name in content, because that's generally going to get searched, and it'll help your search results rise higher. Instead of saying FL, which is the postal abbreviation for Florida, spell it out. Make sure, again, back to spell check, make sure that you don't rely on spell check. It's never going to catch the bar, and it might try and, you know, change it.
Mine always catches the bar.
Well, it catches it, but it might catch it, but I mean, it might try and change it to something else. And if you're just blindly hitting return, it might change it to bars or something like that,
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
So, you know, we have to be sort of aggressive and thoughtful in the way we use the written word and the way we use the technology that allows us to do this. A couple other things, you know, follow the style. If you're writing for the web, they say more is better. So on your homepage, make sure, you know, you're keeping all those keywords in there. But make sure it's clean, and make sure you're writing for the style that people might expect from you and from the website. giving the people, you know, the sort of who, what, where, when, why when you're writing your homepage content, so that people who arrive at the homepage both know who you are, what they're looking for. So you're going to put in your specialty areas there as well. You're going to put in the where, so where you're practicing business. And again, I live in Coral Springs, Florida, but that's really a suburb of Fort Lauderdale. So I would say Fort Lauderdale. But for people who want to know geographically a broader area of where I am, I might include Boca Raton. I might include Miami. I might include West Palm Beach.
And why are we including these? What are we writing? A blog post? Is that what you're saying?
If you're writing a blog post, if you're writing web copy, not for something you would send as a letter necessarily, right. That's right. Not going to hit the
you're
web.
We're talking about things that are to be indexed, that will be on the web, online copy that would be indexed by a search engine that would help to help people find you in a search.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a contractor, if you run a plumbing company, if you are a small business owner who serves a greater geographic area than, you know, the boundaries of the city in which you live, think about, you know, people might search, they need somebody who's a vendor in West Palm Beach, but you're actually 20 miles from there. So if you don't put West Palm Beach in your search terms or in your copy or on your website, if they include West Palm Beach and you don't include it, you're going to get left out of the search.
Well, that's
results.
Exactly right. So as you're writing the copy, as you're identifying yourself online, whether it be whichever kind of a document it is, if it's a blog post, if you're commenting on a blog somebody else wrote, if it's your own website copy, whatever it might be, make sure that if you're a local business counting on local traffic, local customers, make sure that that you pinpoint where you are as much as possible, so that when people click there to find you in the larger search, then when they click one more time, they actually can get to where they can find your directions and maybe your phone number.
Absolutely. And one of the things to keep in mind also is this type of content that we're putting out there. Talk to your webmaster. Assuming you guys have a website, assuming the listeners have a website, what you want to do also is you want to put that on, for example, every page. So you'll go to some websites and you'll see a footer, and the footer, you know, the very, very bottom usually has a copyright, and it might even include your address or, you know, some of the contact information. You might want to put in information sort of, as we say, boilerplate information. It's again, a brief synopsis. It's sort of your elevator speech in written words.
How did we get to this from et cetera?
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And by the way, Jeff, you could actually have now et cetera, dot et cetera. You know that, right?
Beautiful thing, huh? Yeah, they're getting a little carried away.
Is this a great world of what? Hang on to that thought. Right back. We come back. We're going to talk about when do you ask for help? When do you ask for advice and consultation? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.